Is there anything that says summer more than basil? In fact, it's often referred to as the king of herbs. And here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst has been exploring its possibilities. Lucky us, she's in the studio. Kathy, we have been to your garden, and it's filled with basil, but different kinds. Remind us, there's different kinds of basil.
Oh, there's so many different kinds. Well, you know, we could actually start. You're okay. Being so patient, not diving into the food. I'm super impressed. So on this plate, this leaf is your basic. It's not so basic, but this is what you call sweet basil.
Pale green, what you think you see when you see
exactly.
basic basil.
It's also different varieties are called Genovese, Napolitano, Italian large leaf. Do the aromatherapy. Just like run your fingernail on it.
Sorry, people.
It smells like summer, right?
Yeah.
It's just like you feel the warmth of the sun on you. You can hear the waves at the beach. It's just everything good about summer. Next to it, these are ruffled green basil. And it is literally called that. They're called lettuce leaf or ruffled basil. Similar flavor profile, but really
sharper.
Fun looking. A little bit sharper, but they're really fun with the ridges and the lettuce type. This purple leaf here, this is called shiso or Japanese basil. It's also called perilla. I adore this. This is all over my garden. Mm. Once you grow it, it's like a weed. And this is what you often see in sushi rolls. Ooh. Isn't that
It's more licorice-y.
Exactly, Robin.
Thank you.
All basil are members of the mint family, and shiso is as well. It pairs really well with cucumbers and ginger and soy and rice dishes. And you will often see it, particularly with eel and sometimes with tuna, shiso leaf. Okay. Great thing to grow. And then this other little tiny baby leaf, this is called bush basil because it's so little and it grows in a little bush.
It's like a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, and they're just adorable and you can sprinkle them. But you should also keep your eyes open for something called dark opal basil, deep purple leaves. They get a white flower on them. Excellent to add to pestos and bruschetta and different pasta dishes. Tulsi or holy basil is a revered plant in the Hindu religion. It's also called sacred basil and it's often dried and used to make tea because it's a great immune booster.
Well, that was all very informative. Can we eat?
I'm sorry. I have so many more. Can I give a plug to one more
Please.
Of my favorite basils? Start eating. Lemon basil. I adore this. It's got a super bright lemony flavor. Really good in salads, in different sauces. Again, add a bit to a pesto. Delicious in mayonnaise with seafood. Okay, food. I'm sorry. I kept you waiting.
That's all right.
Let's start with the soup. This is my summer tomato and basil soup.
Wow.
You use the freshest, ripest, plumpest, bursting with flavor tomatoes. You saute some onions or leeks. You add the peeled tomatoes. You whirl it up with some vegetable or chicken stock. But what is on top of that, Robin, is a homemade basil oil. So you see the little droplets.
I was just going to say, there's oil rising up.
That's the basil oil. So there's basil in the soup at the beginning of the soup. You put basil in towards the end, and then you pop little droplets of this basil oil on top. So you're getting the basil in three different forms.
How do you make the basil oil?
So I'm happy you asked me that because it is so easy. And if you see it in gourmet food stores, it's often very expensive. Here's what you do. Fill a mason jar with a cup of olive oil. Add half a cup of basil leaves, making sure that they're pushed down and the oil is covering all the basil. Seal it up tight, and then I put it either outside or on a very sunny windowsill for at least a few hours or overnight. Strain it, and you have this beautiful herb-infused basil oil that you can use on pasta and grilled fish and in this delicious summer and basil
soup. Wonderful. Okay, moving on here.
Okay, how about, all right, the salad. Mm-hmm. So caprese salad is a very classic Italian salad. You see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It combines mozzarella, tomatoes, and basil. So I thought, what could be different with this? Mm-hmm. So I took cherry tomatoes and I roasted them for an hour very slowly with lots of fresh oil and some of that basil oil. You can use slices of fresh mozzarella or mozzarella balls, which you can find in cheese shops and the grocery store. And I marinated the mozzarella in the basil oil with fresh basil. And then I surround the whole thing with fresh basil leaves.
Summer
on a plate, right?
You can slice up your mozzarella ball with slices of tomato and some basil or pesto. But this, I mean, this is just...
It's just, you know what it is? It's a notch above. Mm-hmm. It's just taking a caprese salad and kind of elevating it. Mm-hmm. You bring out the essence of those tomatoes by roasting them. Mm-hmm. The mozzarella takes on the basil, and the basil oil infuses the whole thing.
Okay.
And then these are so much fun. I had all this basil from my garden, and I thought, what if you use the leaf as the bowl or the container? So I took a basil leaf.
Such wacky thoughts, Kathy Gunst.
I am wild in the summer. And then I took goat cheese and I mixed it with some fresh basil and dill and chives, put that into the basil leaf, added some toasted hazelnuts and fresh tomato. Pop that in your mouth. You need, well, it's a one bite kind of, imagine that with some Prosecco, a cold beer, an iced tea.
Mm.
It's a perfect little bite, huh? She can't talk.
How did you even think hazelnut?
I knew I needed crunchy. Pine nuts are about $100 for two pine nuts these days. And I love hazelnuts. They're so nutty and buttery.
Could you try that in pesto? Hazelnut?
Why not? Of course. You can go nuts in pesto. You can use all different types of basil, almonds, pistachio, walnuts, hazelnuts. And then that little bit of juicy red tomato on those basil leaves. It's such a fun summer hors d'oeuvre, and I kid you not, it is 5 minutes of your time.
You know what I love to do with basil? Get it and just put it in some water on your windowsill like flowers.
Well, that is one of the great ways to keep it, actually. Many people say that that is the way to keep it the longest. Some people cover it in a plastic bag, which is not very attractive. If you have a lot of basil, I would urge you to put it in a food processor or a blender with olive oil and put it into an old-fashioned ice cube tray. And then you can pop it out all winter long and you get this blast of fresh summer basil with your olive oil. And it's a great way to preserve it.
Ah, Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have all of her ideas and recipes at herenow.org. Kathy, pleasure as always.
Thank you, Robin.